At the Fort Wayne Museum of Art, volunteers and staff are busy setting up their annual display of Scholastic Arts and Writing winners.
There's just so many pieces. There's 570 pieces of art. It's unbelievable.
That's Max Meyer, Director of Children's Education at the museum. He's been running their Scholastic program for the past decade.
This is one of my favorites. It's from South.
And then, of course, this is one of my favorites just because of the optimism.
This is a photograph done by a seventh grader. You know, it's
Fort Wayne's program has grown over the years and is now recognized as one of the best in the country.
The problem was is the schools that had lots of money and equipment and time, they kind of dominate the program.
Meyer needed a way to engage inner city kids. The ones he says often need the inspiration and scholarships from the program most of all.
There are geniuses in inner city schools too. And what I want to make sure is none of those geniuses slip through the cracks. I don't want them to give up before they even tried.
So we turn to the roster of successful Scholastic alumni who can relate to diverse backgrounds. Using affordable video conferencing technology, he programmed a series of meetings between artists and schools to create the pilot program, The Hope Gap. Last fall, a group of art students at Southside High School met photographer Antonio Polgarin.
Is the screen, I have the screen or no?
He shared his background, born in Colombia, raised in the projects in Brooklyn.
Okay. Art wasn't something that was like a viable, realistic dream, but I knew that I wanted to be a creator.
The portfolio that won him a top award in 2007 featured portraits of people from his neighborhood.
If I can give you guys any sort of advice is do not disregard your voice, because I thought my voice didn't matter. I was completely wrong.
His biggest takeaway, if you're even thinking about it, just submit. Across town at Northside High School, art teacher Alan Winker's class is in session.
All right, what do you got? Wow, that looks a lot better now that you
He says lots of students put up resistance when he encourages them to submit pieces to competitions.
For some reason, when they're kids, they make art. They don't care what it looks like, and they just make lots of it. Somewhere around middle school, they start to understand that, well, maybe I'm not as good as this person, and there's this, it's a confidence thing.
The other issue he sees is lack of support and exposure to the arts. Winker says back when he won a Scholastic Award, it springboarded him to pursue art. And he wants that for his students, too.
I tell him also, it's not the end-all be-all, either. You know, sometimes just because one person says your work's not very good doesn't mean it's not very good.
Last year, his class received a talk from Scholastic alums. This year's class had three winners. One so quiet and shy she didn't want to talk around her classmates, so we went into a closet. Son Chan was born in Thailand. She entered Scholastic before to no avail.
I guess I wasn't really that good, so
I didn't make it to Scholastic. But yeah.
This year, she said her teacher had to push her, but she won a top award for a drawing of herself as a young girl with her mother. Her classmate, Lin Pei Pew, also submitted last year, didn't win. Resolute to improve this year, it worked. He says he enjoyed the Hope Gap lecture.
Yeah, they told me to be like original, like go out your own way and make your own stuff so that it's unique.
Lastly, Pot Le He, born in Laos, is a senior. He wants to be a tattoo artist one day, and he's happy to have his work on display at the museum this year. He has a clear memory of last year's lecture.
Yes, it was incredible, amazing to show us. It's like, oh, so incredible.
Back at the museum, Max Meyer is displaying lots of pieces from Southside. He says their award totals went from 2 last year to 20 this year. But he says those awards are about more than just recognition. A win can teach kids that they're talented, could have a career in the arts, and help develop a more global worldview.
And widening that scope makes you think what my possibilities are as a human being. What is my potential?
Last year, the Hope Gap Project focused on 4 schools. Meyer hopes to expand the list of schools and participating artists next year and reach out to underserved rural students, too. For WBOY News, I'm Virginia Elvino.